Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Need to talk about something.
Right.
Relatively serious. Recently, Jess came over for dinner to your house.
Yeah. Recently. It was last night. Quite recent.
Quite recent. And it was lovely. Again, thank you so much for offering to host and your new house. It was beautiful.
It was nice to have you guys.
It was lovely. I ate after everyone because I was minding the child because he did not want to stay still.
Yeah. How dare that 1.5-year-old not want to sit at the table like a civilized human being?
It's called manners. Had a great night, you know, watching some Wiggles. There's a whole bunch of 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
What a way to
my favorite part was when your son left the room and all of us, still over 30, are all watching the Wiggles now without a child in the room.
It happens. It's so funny you say that because it happens. And then my wife will come back and be like, where's Jack? I'm like, oh, sorry. I was Googling all the Wiggles. That's my bad. There's a moment that happened that we need to talk about.
I think I know what you're referring to.
Your husband pushed over my son.
He didn't mean it.
I know he didn't mean it, but did he do it?
I want to get on the front
foot. I want to know because when you're saying he didn't mean it, I understand that he probably, in retrospect, didn't mean it. But everything he did, I hate to say the S word. He shoved him.
He did. He shoved him.
Shoved him to the ground.
No, I was next to him. He shoved him. It was like a moment. So, you know, we were all talking like, Jack, go to dad. Go to dad, Jack. And my husband went, off you go. Go to Jack. And he was like,
he's claiming he was giving him a running start. Which is not something I'm yet to experience.
I don't think he fully grasped his strength on the child. Jack he's resilient.
Very
he just
resilient.
Got straight back up. I thought he was going to burst into tears. He didn't.
He burst into tears for a lot less.
He still gave Akshay a cuddle on the way out as well.
I think he's lulling him in so he can get his back. But all I'll say is I'm grateful we have carpet.
Yeah.
Because
same.
If that was anything that wasn't carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, like, from here, is it a tit for tat? Do I get to shove
my eventual child? My unborn child?
No, your husband.
Oh.
Do I get to give him a running start?
I reckon you need to shove him with the same energy that he shoved your child. So we might need some sort of machine.
I was going to say, we'll need maybe a jackhammer, a trebuchet.
Go on, Akshay. Off to your wife.
And then, like, I don't know, even if, like, we hit him softly with a car going 20 kilometers an hour, I think that, because we have to remember, we have to take into account, like, your husband is a fully grown man.
Yes.
And the gusto at which he pushed my son, we do have to probably say that's probably about a car, about 15, 20 Ks, just giving him a shove at the top of a hill. So then he experiences the immediate start of going from not moving to being shoved into full-blown speed.
I think he thought that Jack was about to start running.
As you can probably attest, does my son need help running right now?
Definitely not.
No.
No.
Has figured out how to go from nothing to 100%.
And he was getting extra energy from all the cat food he was trying to consume.
Yes, he did eat a lot of cat food, which is, it is what it is. I just wanted to address it because it's like, obviously what happens outside of me and you with our individual families,
sure.
I don't want that to affect the show.
Yeah.
So if you're...
Should I apologize on my husband's behalf?
No, I think they need to work it out.
Fair
enough. I'm just saying... I want to move forward from this, but if you could...
You have my permission to shove my husband.
Thank you.
Is that what you're asking?
I think that's what will make me feel better. Because I know he felt bad because as soon as he did it, he put his hands over his mouth and went, oh no.
Yeah.
So that, to me, he's already shown signs of guilt. So he can't get out of it.
Last night when we went to bed, he went, I really shoved him.
Yeah.
Like, I shoved him hard.
I mean, if you're his lawyer, you've done a terrible job at fighting his guys. Like, he did it and he told me how much he wanted to do it. And he'd do it again. Anyway, we're pleading not guilty.
This is Tim and Jess.
Remember last year when we saw those two astronauts?
Oh, my God.
Butch and Sunny.
Yeah, Butch and Sundance.
They were supposed to go up to space for a short 8-day mission.
8 days,
That was in June. And then, unfortunately, something happened with their aircraft. And they weren't able to return back home.
So they were on the International Space Station, from memory.
Yes, they still are.
Something happened to, what they came up in. And obviously, don't go back down.
It was delay after delay, you know. Oh, okay, it's just going to be a few more weeks. Oh, actually, we're just going to send for the actual spacecraft so that we can bring it back to
Fix
Earth,
it up.
Fix it, and we'll come get you later. We'll send you home in February. Don't worry about it. And now it's February almost.
Yeah, it's
February 2025.
At the end of the week, Saturday is February.
They said that they were going to be home just after Valentine's Day.
Because what was 8 days turned to 8 months. That was the whole thing.
Yep. Right. There's been another delay.
No, Butch Sundance.
Apparently, Butch and Sunny.
Yeah, we said the same thing.
But apparently there was some problems with the SpaceX rocket that was going to pick them up. And now they won't be collected until sometime in March, apparently. They haven't given them they've given them an official date, but they have not given the public an official date as to when they will be collected. But another delay feels like a bit of a kick in the teeth.
They would have to, like, I know that, like, if you're an astronaut and you go into this, you probably sign a whole bunch of stuff saying, like, look, if it goes wrong, I can't be cranky. If I'm in space for too long, all these kind of things.
Well, apparently they've continued, like, working on the International Space Station. A lot of stuff to be done up there, apparently. They're just pottering around, doing, like, some chores.
It's like a delivery driver getting locked inside a petrol station. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, if you're here for 8 months, you might as well help out.
Fix her up.
Yeah,
you
come
know.
On, do what you're here for.
But, yeah, bit strange that they've had another delay. I wonder whether we'll get to March and there might be another delay added on.
Maybe we're looking at this the wrong way around. Maybe the astronauts don't want to come home. Maybe maybe Sunny had an argument with her partner right as she left, and she's like, oh, nah, sorry, babe, spaceship's still broke.
Yeah, got to stay up here.
And Butch
That's
is
a
like,
real shame.
Butch is having just a bit of Butch time. So he's like, yeah,
they
I'm
did
fine
get
with
to,
it.
On January 16th, they got to go out onto like an outside spacewalk.
Right.
For that'll, the first that'll time keep them in since there, arriving yeah. 7 months ago, which is pretty exciting. Like, if you're an astronaut, you live for the spacewalk,
I've
right?
I've seen videos of them, like, doing exercise and those kind of things to help them while they're up there, because all their muscles and that, like, there's no gravity, so it's all just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just blubber.
It's definitely not the longest that people have been in space for, but it seems...
Long time.
It seems like...
When you pack for a week, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I feel more for their families that are, like, waiting for them to come home.
And it's one of those things where, like, this might not be important on the Richter scale of things that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Have they been able to have a haircut?
What do you mean?
Like, are they... Because you can't just cut hair, because it'll just go... And it'll just fly off into the nothing. And, like, you don't want hair fibers going into all this important equipment.
That's
are they
so
just,
true.
Are they just having super long hair?
I guess so.
Like,
have
not shaving his beard? Or do you go into a vacuum-sealed room?
The only photo that I have of them is one when they were waving goodbye when they left in June.
Oh,
so.
That's so sad. Stop using that photo. Print media, you're better than
that's
that.
That's true. I haven't seen an updated photo of Butch and Sunny, but maybe Butch's hair looks just like yours, Tim.
I know, it is very long at the moment. but I'm choosing to not cut my hair for a year. They're locked.
For similar reasons.
They're locked in space. So if you could, by tomorrow, if you could find out about the haircut stuff, I don't know why that's important
do some research and I'll let you know.
If you can get in touch with NASA.
Yeah.
They're like, we're really concerned here on the ground.
How do people have haircuts in space?
Thank you.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
This weekend, my wife, my son, and my mum, Nanny, as we refer to her, had a bit of a day out on Sunday morning while we were visiting them, and went to a wildlife park near where I grew up.
Cute.
Called Moonlit Sanctuary. And I haven't been since I was a kid myself. And mum's always been like, you got to go back. It's so much fun. And I was like, yeah, it was all right. Like, it was very small.
Thanks for taking me there, mum. It was a bit crap.
Well, no, growing up, it felt like it was just like Simon's big backyard where he had a couple of kangaroos that he'd rescued.
Right.
I'm very wrong. It's either been heavily funded by the government or...
It's had a bit of an upgrade in the last 30 years.
Serious money has come through. But this place was incredible. And there's places like it around. And like when you go to Werribee Zoo, like there's the Australian animal section. And I don't know about you, but whenever I go somewhere that has an Australian animal section, I'm like, I've seen it so many times. I'm like, I'm here for rhinos.
Oh.
If I want a kangaroo, I will drive 20 minutes away from my house and I will see a kangaroo.
Yeah. No, but there's something really special about going to those sanctuaries and like feeding the kangaroos.
100%.
And, you know, you see that they're like wandering around and they're just happy to like laying in the sun.
And that's pretty much exactly why we went. My son Jack, he's 18 months old. He's just at the age where you know, he's walking around. He's starting to see and understand things. Like when we let him pet our dog or anything, it's like he loosely understands gentle pats and those kind of things.
He does love my cat, Penny, a lot.
He desires her so much, and the fact that she does not want to know him breaks his heart, but I'd prefer it be that way.
Yeah.
But I was actually surprised. I didn't know how he was going to go. Like you get the little food when you sign in, all those kind of things for these places. And so we get to the part where there's all these different wallabies, kangaroos, joeys around, and kids and adults are feeding them. And a lot of tourists that are there. So like this is an incredible experience for a lot of people. And I'm like, I just don't know. Like sometimes kids that age just get so excited and they just don't know how to do it. So it's like, I don't want him to be scared. I don't want the animals to be scared, but got to try. And I think it'll be really nice. And I was really impressed. Like I was helping him, holding his hand out, and the kangaroos and the wallabies were eating off his hand. And he thought it was the best because they eat so, it's so soft.
Yes. It's like almost tickly on the hand.
And then he was doing it. And I was like, well, this looks like fun. Dad wants a go.
He didn't try and eat the pellets?
No, he didn't try and eat the pellets, which again, it's one of those things where you go, if he eats pellets, it's just corn and something.
Yeah. Corn and something else.
Who knows? But I think most people have a memory of like feeding the animals at one of those places and it all going horribly wrong. My sister, and I keep saying this to her, she's choosing to live with her trauma of this event. She keeps bringing it up and I was like, you can move on from this. Because there was an incident at the wildlife park at Phillip Island 30 years ago. And she's like, I'll never do it again. Because
what happened?
When the kangaroo knocked the food out of my bag and it scared me and I will never feed kangaroos again. It scarred me. I'm not going again. I'll take the boys, but I'm not going to be feeding the kangaroos and the emus.
Remember that time you and I went to a wildlife park up in Queensland and we fed that little baby kangaroo.
Mm.
And I think we fed him too much and he sneezed and threw up on us.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was really nice. But it was a very special memory.
So none of the bad things happened with me and my son and my wife this weekend.
Right.
But maybe 10 metres to our left, some child was having some trauma.
Oh, no. They're never going back to a wildlife park.
Kangaroo. And like this kid would have been maybe 5 or 6. Kangaroo wants the food, sees the little plastic container. It's whacked it out of its hand. Now it's eating off the ground. The kid wants to keep feeding the kangaroo.
Oh, no.
Not working. Not working.
Oh, God.
But I wanted to open the phones because, again, I feel like some people, this has happened, and especially in Australia, you know, it's just like, it's part of growing up.
Yeah.
In Australia. You love feeding an animal. 5223 2955. Feeding animals gone wrong.
Yeah, there's definitely a process to these sorts of things. Like a couple of years ago when I was in Japan with my husband, we went to a little town called Nara and they have lots of wild kind of deer just roaming around the town and you can buy these little biscuits from these little carts and you hand feed them. That's the whole like appeal of the town. You go to the town to feed the deer. And so we went to this town, we bought ourselves these biscuits and my husband said, oh, look, there's one sitting over there. Why don't you go and feed the one sitting down? And so I walked over with a whole bag of biscuits and as I pulled one out to give to this poor little deer sitting down by himself, a flock of them.
I don't know if it's a flock of deer.
What do they call them? A herd?
Maybe. I can find
a murder
out.
Of deer came towards me and it was like 7 or 8 deer all at once. And I just had to give up the biscuits because there was horns. There was, what are they called? Antlers all over me.
All right.
No thanks.
No thanks.
That was almost traumatic.
It is a herd. A herd is a group of deer.
Flock
more for birds. But regardless, it's one of the it's gone wrong, and this can happen like if you go to like one of those places like with farm animals. I know, like, and even like domestically, you got a friend to, you were away for the weekend. You're like, hey, can you come and feed my cat? And they misunderstood that completely.
She just poured the entire thing of cat food into the bowl for my cat, and he was very excited that he was just able to gorge himself. And I found him lying next to the bowl. Breathing very heavily.
Lauren's giving us a call on 5223 2955. Lauren, have you got a story of feeding animals gone wrong?
Yes. So when I was probably in about grade 5, we were on our way to school camp and we stopped off at the Melbourne Zoo. And if you've ever seen the otters there, they are very, very, very cute.
They are.
And not typically something that you hand feed, but I did stick my hand somewhere where it shouldn't have been, and it thought my thumb was a bit, little bit fishy looking and latched on.
Oh my God!
And I had to shake it off my thumb, and then I was terrified to tell the teacher.
It's Lauren's fault that there's pictures and signs up at the zoo that say that do not feed the animals.
Yeah, I noticed that, Lauren. So you illegally put your hand in the otter enclosure, and otters are beautiful little creatures, but they do have sharp little teeth, and you learned the hard way.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time.
Mm. Yeah.
But I did get a tetanus and a magnum for the experience. So,
lovely. I mean, that's a fun day out at the zoo.
Yeah, that is. So you were the food. You were the feeding issue gone wrong. All right. Well, Lauren, we're glad you made it through. Very brave, because if you get a magnum and a tetanus at the end of the day.
Happy days.
That's a pretty big day.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.